Lord Jesus Christ, we come before Thee to dedicate this day to You. Also, all the days of our life, we dedicate them to You. Likewise, You have dedicated Your life for us. This is the least of the things that we can do. May You bless and pour Your blessing upon each one of us according to the heart desire. To You belong thanksgivings and praises. You know all things, even if we are still closed in our houses, but we want to be free in the spirit for us to praise You and to adore You, in spirit and in truth. Bless all things, bless Your word, and also those who will listen for Your word, which is a food for our soul. All the needs, You know them, and we present them before Thee. You are the intercessor, and You are the only one, and You made all things possible. You made possible the intercession to the Father. We thank You, Lord, and we want everything to be put in the right place. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank You. Bless those who are here connected with us. We thank You in the saint name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank You, Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Gianfranco, I'd like to read in Proverbs 14, verse 5. Verse 25. A true witness delivered souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and His children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to depart from the snare of death. The last preaching of Brother Frank, which we heard live, He exhorts us to come back to the authentic word and to watch unto seduction what we receive of God makes us true witness. Those who follow Him, the witness, and what we, if we receive what comes from God, deliver our soul, deliver our lives. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. For those who are born again and have new life because they have received this testimony, and they activate this fear of the Lord, who is the fountain of life. If it was possible, also the elect should be deceived, but is not possible, because the true child of God has received the authentic seed, the right one. When the Lord says each seed produces according to its species, so if I'm the earth in which the seed can grow, it will then bear everything which is in the seed. The Lord says that the good seed fell in the good field. Everything that is seed, which cometh not from the true witness, shall not produce, because I have not found the substances which can feed her. And this substance can be prideness and all other things. The Lord has disposed our heart for us to receive the authentic word. I'd like to read another passage in the New Testament, in the book of Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. That is the consequence of what I said before. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and I see you, or else be absent, I may hear of your affair, that ye stand fast in one spirit, what we said before. We become children of God. And God gives us the right vision because we receive the revelation according to the true witness. And I continue to read, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by our adversary, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. That is written in Proverbs. There is a great confidence for those who have their fear in the Lord. So is salvation unto you, but perdition for others, those who refuse. There is a difference between those who did not yet receive and those who refuse. So we thank the Lord. In these few verses, I can say they are great truth. And it is a great thing which can happen in the believer's life. And it is always good to find words of edification like this, and the same words which confirm the position which we have. And God help us to continue in the work. May God bless us. Is there someone else who will share something? Brother Franco say, a witness, as we always say, Brother Branham, Brother Frank, and even in the Word of God, it is because he saw something. Before Jesus, false witnesses, they were brought. They showed things in their way. But, for example, Brother Frank was a witness because he saw the action of God, the action of the truth of God, and that produces sons and daughters of God. That is the witness, and it's something which you touch. We touch the word of life also. We have this witness in us, and this witness in our heart, this witness makes our heart obedient to the word of God and to the will of God. Amen. Brother Carmelo. I don't have anything special, but I was thinking about what God demands from us or required from us. I read something yesterday which goes in the same line with what we just heard. I was reading in Hebrews chapter 6 what God requires from us. In Hebrew, that everyone has to have the same zeal. Not to be imitators. Hebrew chapter 11. Hebrew 6, chapter 11. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. The Lord ask us not to be slothful, but to have the same zeal, and through faith and patience to inherit what he promised. What I read yesterday was also in Micah, in the Old Testament. It was Micah chapter 6. I read it quickly. While Sister Deborah asked a question about the tongues, because Brother Paul said to seek for the excellent gift. And at the same time, we seek the gift and we seek to do something. In contrary, in Micah, it is written, what God wants of us, he introduced us in the body of Christ, and we have to be persevere accord like those who walk before us to follow their example. In Micah chapter 6, verse 6, wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, or with 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruits of my body for my sin of my soul? Either should he, O man, what is good? And what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Amen. This is the nature of Christ, the manifestation of Jesus Christ's righteousness, to seek for just things or righteous things. Many times it was said that God has forgotten and has thrown in the deep sea of forgetfulness our sins. But we human beings, we still remember, as I remember something was which was done to me. And when I read this verse, I think about righteousness is Christ who died for me. There was a parable in which a master has forgotten or forgiven his debtor, but at the same time, the debtor could not forgive someone else. So we should work with the Lord. And what can we give to God? God has chosen Brother Frank, and Brother Frank is itself in an instrument, and all the glory must be to God. And we have to recognize mercy, humility, and righteousness, because in this thing we see the nature of Christ. And if we seek these things and we walk according to them, then we will reach the stature of the perfect man. We have to do justly, not to look to my brother and to start thinking about him, or start thinking, no. We have to do justly, mercy, and to walk humbly like Jesus Christ. That's what I wanted to add. I did not want to say anything, but we want Jesus Christ to be manifested, and that's what we seek for. He's about to seek, not just to seek, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly. May God bless you all. Brother Franco, may God bless our heart. It is always about a matter of the heart. It is not about knowledge, but only about the heart. Depend in the manner which the heart receive the word of God. So having the desire in the heart, longing for this word, for this right and just seed which is fitted, then we will have a heart according to the thoughts of God. That is the heart of the elect, the children of God. That kind of heart God gave to us before foundation of the world. May the Lord take care of each one of us, because not all the hearts are the same. Because if it were so, there should not even be any deviation from the word of God. May the Lord bless us. Hallelujah. This morning I have a special subject, because I wanted to speak about the heart. But before, I wanted to say something. Brother Bruno could say it, but I will say it. God grants grace, because it is written that he will bring back the heart of the rebellion to obedience. This is true. When the hearts are not connected or bound to Christ, then it will happen likewise with Israel. Then you will take special thoughts and you walk in different way like the Gentile, like everyone else. So this brother was a little bit tormented. That's why the Lord and sent tribulation, or the brother passed through tribulation also for brother Bruno and all those who were around him. God is a merciful God and is low in anger. He gives us beyond what we can think. As we be in a time of grace, God will always bring us back, and may God help the brethren to come back, to return. Also, this reconciliation which took place with Brother Bruno was also we love everyone. But they were together many years. But also him now, listening, Brother Frank, we see how God is uniting his people under the anointment of the Holy Spirit. This reality in which the heart has to be taken by the Spirit is God who has to do this work. Not things which men have done, or maybe the devil uses us to do his will. I'm really happy, and I have to say it. Where are the brethren? Bring back your people. You see, I see there's Janine, Marianne, Stéphane, they heard the word during many years. But after, there's this detachment which takes place. But then I see them coming back and praying. I say, Lord, where are the others breathing to come? Are we alone? No. And I did not even think that Brother Bruno yesterday evening could have called me with Brother Carmelo, and this reconciliation has taken place. I believe also Brother Gianfranco here, he always pray to see them reconciled, because the Lord loves all of them, even if there was a separation. But it will come to pass to come back together. That's why it is all about the heart. Because when the time in which the Lord touched the heart, and the touched heart is ready to receive the word of God through the Spirit of God, and then you revive it, you quicken it. And gives the eternal life. May God bless him. And may God bless Brother Bruno, who has in his heart to speak to him. May God give him to the brother responsibility, and may God make of each man responsible before God and before men. Above all, before God. because an heart which is not stable has ups and downs. But may God give them or give him a stable heart. So we are really happy for Brother Carmelo. They will also sometime come and participate to the meeting. Many years, let me say also this, many years ago, we did not realize they were breeding, because I thank God, because I was born in a church which was already formed through the word of God. But many, they form themselves and making themselves, they don't know what is an assembly. And what is an assembly? It's not a meeting of people, but the church is what God through Jesus Christ has restored. I build my church upon the foundation of the apostle and prophet. So it's something which is different. They can be a family, or a sister, a mom who can enter. But when we realize to be part of the body of Christ, and we were there, put not by a man, but by God, that is the place which God gave you. That it must be so. Because the minister or the gift, they are born in the body of Christ, where they are a gathering of brethren which pray to their God, and to whom God gives his word, this promised word, which produces faith and strength to bring them out and to give them their ministry. And those brethren who say it's not necessary, they are walking out of the thoughts of God, because God say, I shall edify my church. I build my church. It's not the four walls, but you are the church, or me, I'm the church. So many people in the beginning, they did not realize this thing. And then many times, someone was going out of one church and entering another one. And here I don't like it, there I don't like. So all this movement, why? Because they did not understand that we were introduced. But they cannot insert themselves in the body of Christ. But when you realize to be in, to have been introduced in the body of Christ, then you know your place, because the Lord has given me that place. So if I'm born in the family of Forestieri, I give you an example. If I of this family is finished, I'm part of this family. I can go do a military service or somewhere else, but I'm part of this family. I'm still part of this family, because that is the true body of Christ. We are not part of a denomination church, but we are part of the Spirit of God, which is the family of God. Let us read in 1 Corinthians. May God bless them, these young people. Brother Carmelo is 55. He's 55 years old. Or 57. He's 57. For me, he's still young. Me, that was the testimony that I wanted to share. And yesterday, I was really happy when they called me with the video call, and they were together also with children. also the brother's wife was there. God does great things. If we could just understand the importance of the body of Christ, so then we'd be able to transmit to other people. Then in French they say, like, he's knowing ball. I don't know if the same expression is used in Italian. Is a testimony which comes and manifests itself. They say, yeah, it's true. Before I was like this, but then God has done this in my life. Amen. Let us read a passage of the scripture in Psalm 1. God created me a pure heart. It's David. And I always say it, from the beginning, when the Lord has permitted me to read the book a man sent from God, or a prophet visit Africa, since that time something entered in my heart. It is true that I had to grow, but there was a deep impact, and I do believe that it was a definitive impact. And there was no way to go back for me. And it is also true that during the walk, I had many sufferings, many faults between the new man and the old man. But God has won. And still today, I have this testimony. I said before God, it is the matter of the heart. Why does the Lord say it? Saying between the Pharisees, regarding the adulterous woman, and Jesus said, truly, verily, verily, I say to you, he who in his thoughts or in his heart desire a woman of another man, a wife of another man, has already committed adultery. So do you see, law is something which concerns the outward part, ordinances, all the ritual there's to do, that concerned the outward part. But the Lord, since from Genesis, he wanted to speak to their heart. That's why he gave them the free will. Brother Branham used to say, Our action speaks louder than our words. For of the abundance of the heart, their mouth speaketh. That's the Lord Jesus Christ could also say, they adore me from their lips, but their heart is far off. That's why I said it is about the heart. And the hearts of the children has to return to the Father. Let us bow our head and pray. Wonderful God, what a grace you granted to our hearts in our lives. Also this morning, this possibility to be gathered before thee and to believe each word. Through this scripture, You speak to her heart and you want to make it perfect as you are perfect. And you are preparing each one of us to meet you, the only bridegroom. Come and speak to us, our Creator. Continue to speak to us. You know the needs. And we are still on this earth. And you have put your seed in our heart. And this morning, you speak to this seed which you put in our heart. Bless your word, especially. Bless your church everywhere where two or three are gathered in thy name, this body of Jesus Christ, which has testified that you are the head of the church and you conduct everything. You are the only Lord. Thank you for all those who are present. May your blessing come down and touch our heart once more this morning. Thank you, Lord. To you belong adoration, praises, and thanksgivings. As we heard, a true witness speaketh to the hearts, and the hearts then are changed. Thank you for your presence and for the confirmation of your word. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May God bless us. We read a passage of the scripture in Luke. We all know this passage. I believe we read it also on Thursday. Luke chapter 2 verse 15 or 17. Luke chapter 1. And he shall go before him in the spirit of power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the father to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. This word has touched me because it is here about the hearts. In reality, if the heart is not penetrated by the Spirit of God, naturally, it will be a superficial heart. There is no depth in that heart. One day you think about something and another day you think it in another way. It is never steadfast. The heart of the man, it deceived a man. That's why this lie or deceit must be removed, and to put the truth within it. Because it is the lie of the devil. It was always, it has been always like this, already. In the book of Genesis, you could see, no, you shall not die. If you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not die. He did not say that you shall die. He did not say how. The heart was deceived. But God today has granted grace. And we have to resist to all the attack of the devil. That's why an elect who was formed by the hand of God cannot be seduced. It is impossible. He can fall, yes, but he will be raised up because his heart belongs to God. That's why there is a new birth, a new beginning. All these things has to take place. Everything become new. And it cannot be new if there is not a new heart or something new, which is the seed of God. What is old a young man will grow old, but eternal life, the heart which God gives, shall be eternal and never changes. Let us check another passage in Deuteronomy chapter 6, because in our days we see many things and they take place because the heart are not still. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Amen. We said it, we read this word many times. But it is also true that this word is really deep. Where God is, the devil is also there. They are two different things. Either you walk with the Lord, or you walk with the devil. That's why the Lord says here, you shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And this word which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. So if the heart is not in the hand of God, for God to lead it, for God to support it, how many mistakes can it be done? Or how many mistakes were done in this message of hand time? Why? Because the hearts were not fully taken by God for them to obey and to love God beyond, above all things. You see? And this word which I commanded thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way. Then you can ask, it is possible. Is it possible? Yes, it's possible. This is a witness. Let's take 1 John. 1 John chapter 1. First John chapter 1. Thou which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and shew unto thee that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare ye unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. Do you understand this word? something, the life could not be changed if the heart, except the heart is touched. When the word of God and the teaching come to touch or to change the habits, the heart, many refuse that and they did not accept it. They don't accept it. And they say, who can obey? As the disciples say in John chapter 6, who can hear this hard saying? But then disciple, they remain. Why? Because God has called them individually. Peter, John, James, he said, come with me, I make out of you fisher of men. So the call came from God. And if you are conscious that God has called you, not a man, it might be through a man, but then at that point you could never leave, and you said like Peter, Lord, where shall we go? For thee, thou art the words of life. And then you can testify what it took place. I can say and testify of what took place today. This word. John has seen it. The disciples, they have seen it. You and I have not seen them. Paul, in the beginning, did not see it, as many others which came after. That's why Paul could say, we know no man according to flesh or after flesh, not even Jesus Christ, but we know him by the Spirit. That's why all things are past and everything is new. God has created it. And your faith makes the heart to be changed. That's why the heart of the Father toward the children, to the children, and with the message of the end time, with the prophet William Marion Branham, the heart, not the thoughts, not the knowledge, the heart must be returned to the apostolic father. And if the heart is back, exactly as Elijah said in 1 Kings 18, we can read it. 1 Kings chapter 18. The same spirit of Elijah. From verse 36. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art the God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me. May God hear our prayer and answers, because only God can bring back the hearts and change them. Luther, Wesley, Pentecost, they were always outward things or visible things like speaking in song. But what is invisible is within us, and God knows the hearts. He knows the movement of the hearts. May God grant us grace. I continue to read here. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and thou hast turned their heart back again. Turn their heart back again, to return, to believe
every word which proceed out of the mouth of God. Amen. Each word. That's what the prophet of the end time did. The Malachi 4:5-6, was accomplished in this end time. The heart of the children were brought back to the Father, back to the Father of the Pentecost, where there was no deviation, no fights or discussions. The heart was open, free, and there was nothing hidden within it. It was open to all. I don't know how to explain it. It was an open book. As Apostle Paul could say, you are a written epistle, written by the Holy Spirit. And that's why it is not a denomination. We have to come back with the heart and to remove everything that can hinder the fellowship with God and God to work in our lives, and to forsake all those things. Then the preparation will take place, a direct preparation, and then we'll be ready to go. Hallelujah. That what Elijah did. He turned back the heart to God. That what the message did. Many have not understand it. That's why today God has still to grant grace. For example, with Brother Frank today, with the story of the sermon of the Ten Commandments, they cannot enter in the spirit for them to understand. It is enough that a brother mention or read one scripture, then this it is enough if the brother mention or a citation for them becomes a task of the Lord. No, they should bring everything back to the scripture from Genesis to Revelation. Today the hearts were brought back. All the heart, all the word of God. That is the truth. It is the truth. So today, as it is written in Psalm, and Brother Brown used to say, that's how thoughts, they cry it louder than our words on earth. The actions which we do in our work, saying maybe I'm a believer, I'm born again. Yeah, true. Then people see the action which demonstrate that something has to be put in order. Do you believe that all the thoughts or all the decisions, they come from the heart? We cannot say otherwise. In another way, in Eden Garden, the serpent could tell them, "You shall not die." Then he say, "Yeah, so I can eat from this tree." Be careful. Look at the trap. There are many traps. I wrote down here many. Let us read in Deuteronomy 13. There are many passages which I wrote down. Deuteronomy 13. from the first verse. If there arise among you a prophet, a dreamer of dreams, and give thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, that what takes place now. I read it once more. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and give thee a sign or wonders, and the sign of the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of the prophet or the dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you. If the miracles or wonders are taking place, but they bring you out of the word of God or far from the word of God, you should not go. Take the Catholic Church, take all the charismatic churches, still today, speaking in tongues, they're jumping here and there. How many situations which we have today which could confirm what we just read? That's why it is the true test is the word of God. All the word of God. So the test or the proof is all the word of God, not just a scripture, but all the word of God. So the proof. In Matthew, it says, Matthew 7, we did this in thy name, we preach in thy name, we give ourselves a lot to do. But the Lord answered them, I knew ye not, servant of iniquities. So they were just action, the law, exactly as the law, just concerning the outward part for people to see it. Same it happened with Brother Branham. Many people were coming there. People were coming to hear the word of God. They were seeing wonders, manifestation. But then they were attached to these wonders. And they did not understand that through the message of the end time, God wanted to bring back the hearts and to bring them to the original, to Pentecost, to the direct action with God. Isn't it wonderful to see it? Isn't it wonderful to see this thing and not to fall in the trap? We have to thank God because, as we always say, he has chosen us. Let us read Matthew 6, 20, 21, wherewith is written, where your treasure is, there your heart is. Before God, everything must be proof. Nothing made by a man can be there. God has to build everything. Exactly, like David, he has the heart after God. It's true that he made many mistakes, but he has the heart after God. We have also an example of the king, Uzziah. We read it last time. We can read the story of King Josias. Hold on. Second King 22. So Josiah has mentioned the chapter. Josiah. An Italian translation. We start with 2 Kings 23:25. And like unto him was there no king before him that turned to the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses, neither after him arose there any like him. Amen. So, between David and Saul, there was a great difference. The heart of Saul has nothing to do with the heart of David. And now, with Josiah, it's the same thing. Here, Josiah, he brought everything back to their place, removing all the idols, exactly as Brother Branham did. Everything was brought back in their place. May God bless our heart. May God give us this confirmation for us when we think or do something which is not according to the word of God. Let my heart to correct me, for me to come back. I say that because there are still things taking place today which are without control. They don't have the control of God, or they are not under control of God, but is under control of man. I say that truly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We should not have this kind of problem today. Instead of having unity, we are separated. How many things has the Lord to do? When we say that decision comes from the heart. God has prepared special things for us, but are we receiving those things in the right way? Let us read in Ephesians. Let us read it together. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. In whom also we have obtained inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. When did God take this decision? You see how it is important. The decision comes from the heart. If we decide to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth, we read another passage which I have not done here. All decision comes from God. The devil can do what he wants, but at the end, the will of God is to be done. Proverbs 6:33. Because if God decides something, it is finished. So if the heart belongs to God, when God decided, it is finished. May God bless our hearts. And to open our heart as he met those who were going in the road of Emmaus and speaking to them according to the scripture. And when the heart is burning, means that God is speaking and he speaks to the heart. And if I'm saying something wrong, please correct me, because I also need it. I want to be precise in the things. When the heart burns, means that the seed which is within it was touched, and it means that God speaks personally to me. Amen. It is the truth. That's why it is necessary to be anchored in the Word of God and to what God says. And the two in the rod of Emmaus, they say, our heart was not burning while he was speaking to us. Then their eyes were open. Our hearts also have to be open. In John 20, then he breathed to them, saying, receive the Holy Ghost. Their heart was taken, and they could not go back anymore. And when your heart is taken by God, you cannot return or walk back. You'll be always there in the position which God gave you. That's why we have to be introduced in the body of Christ. Let us read something in Acts of the Apostle, chapter 11. I won't read everything, but verse 19. Now they which were scattered abroad on the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecian, preaching the Lord Jesus, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent for Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch. Then in chapter 13, we can see there in the church in Antioch, they were prophet and teacher, and they were disciple of the word of God. So there was a true manifestation. Verse 23. the hearts were touched, and then the baptism of the Holy Ghost came to pass. Hallelujah. You can read also in the book of Hebrews in chapter 8. Let us read first Jeremiah 33. Or we can start from Jeremiah 31-33. But this shall be the covenant that we make with the house of Israel. After those days, said the Lord, I put my law in the inward parts. After those days, after the law of God is the word of God. After those days, said the Lord, I put my laws in the inward part and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. You say, you can say, Brother Franco, but you say something that we know. Say, glory be to God. But I would like that those who are listening to understand that it's the matter of the heart. If we love the Lord, we have to love the word of God. And if we believe, the Lord will walk with us. If we love him with all our hearts and we submit ourselves to all the word of God, if not, if it's not so, we accept his word just a bit and our thoughts won't be led by the word of God. And when there's something special there as a trap, you fall in it. God speaks to us today in this dispensation through the message of this end time. It's not that God, because they did not realize that the hearts are united. There's just one heart, one thought, one mind, one church. Oh. Until you want your own church and the other one wants another is church, that means that the hearts are not touched yet. If I'm wrong, please correct me. Because all today, still today, they don't understand it yet. They want something. Let us see here a little bit in Jeremiah chapter 6. I want to say something important there. In Jeremiah 5:23, chapter 5:23. But these people had a revolting and rebellious heart. These people had a revolting and rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, that giveth rain, both the former and the latter, in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. How this word is deep. How deep is it? The appointed week of the harvest. We are about to reach the last week of the harvest. As we heard it already, the wheat must be gathered together as it was with root and boss. Do not depart from this field. Remain here and you shall have all the food which you need. So it's useless to listen to Brother Frank than to do what you want. So we have to understand this thing. We have to say what is right. Today the message brought us the correction for us to know what is right and what is wrong. Hallelujah. I believe in this way with all my heart. And I always believe it from the beginning like this. And I believe that God will keep our heart anchored in this way, without letting us departing from His word. Verse 24 says, He reserved unto us the appointed week of the harvest. Your iniquities, verse 25, have turned away these things. So we're waiting for the last to enter. The strength to understand and to realize the obedience of the word of God, meaning submission. Submit that's one to another. I believe we did not yet understand it. I don't have to be submit to you, and you should not be submit to me as a man, but we all must be submitted to Christ. It's not a human submission. It's not a outward thing. I say, me, I'm submit to Franco Forestieri. Me, I'm submitted to Brother Frank. No. It is love must come from the heart. It is not something forced. That's why God seeks. He say, my son. He did not say, give me your house or your money. He say, give me your heart. If we give our heart or we put our lives in His hand, He knows what to do with. May God grant us grace. We know that the rain falls upon just and unjust. As we heard this morning, the tares, which is among the wheat, shall remain tares. It cannot be changed. And wheat will be weight, or will be wheat. It cannot be changed. Our hearts confirm us that we are sons and daughters of God, and we have accepted, we have believed the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those are those who are in Him. Here in verse 30, it is written, Jeremiah chapter 5, a wonderful and horrible, horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophet prophesied falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will he do in the end thereof? As we heard on Thursday, they believe with the blood in their hands, special manifestation, and people base themselves upon they anchor their faith upon these things, saying, this is the truth. But let us read John 5:43. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. Here, because there was no discernment, I come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another come in us name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe, which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? It is important to receive the right direction, the right position, to take the right position. There is another verse in chapter, another word in chapter 6. It is not a correction, but it's something which takes place now that we have to be conscious. That's why I say it is all about the heart. It's to love with all your heart. How God, how Savior. Amen. Because he is the word, the living word. Chapter 6, Jeremiah, verse 2. Oh, ye children of Benjamin, gather yourself to flee out of the midst of Jerusalem, and blow the trumpet in Tekoa, and set up a sign of fire in Beth Asherim, for evil appeareth out of the north, and great destruction. I have likened the daughter of Zion to a comely and delicate woman. The shepherd with their flock shall come unto her. They shall pitch their tents against her round about. They shall feed everyone in his place. Also here we have a small assembly, a community with brothers and sisters. So we have to have this conviction in our heart to whom do I speak with. In 1 John 3:17, so we should have the assurance. 1 John 3:19. Let us read it. First John 3:18. My little children, let us not love, neither in tongue, but in deed, in the truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandment and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. So if we do what God wants, God will confirm it. God is showing us the right position on the right direction. The Lord is wonderful, my friends. Amen. And also in Hebrew 8:9. We can start from verse 8. For finding fault with them, he said, behold, we know this passage also. May God put these words in our heart. So from verse 7, "For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he said, 'Behold, the days come, said the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continue not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, said the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, say the Lord. I put my law in their hearts," So our action should speak more than our words. "I put my law into their mind, and I write them in their hearts, and I be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest." As we read also in Jeremiah, this word is important. Also in Hebrews chapter 10, we can find it. It is the same thing in verse 15. "Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after that he had said, This is the covenant that I make with them after those days, say the Lord, I put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them." If these laws are written in our hearts and in our minds, or spirit in Italian, should the difference be there, or contradictions? Should any kind of contradiction be there? I say this thing in the name of the Lord. Actually, they should not be there. And also against no one. Asking, "Do you know the Lord?" And you "Do you know the Lord?" Yes, I know the Lord directly. As in 1 John 3, we read it. Or 1 John 1, we have this testimony or witness. So there is no fight. There is no deviation. There is freedom. Freedom of the spirit. Where everything is put back in his place. That's what the prophet of end time did. That's also why everything is clear. There is no darkness anymore. The church is built upon the revelation of Jesus Christ. I build my church. I build my church. As also we said, we heard it with Brother Carmelo. We can have thousands of churches, but there's only one assembly. As also Brother Frank say, if all are united in one spirit, there's just one assembly. I can be here in Italy, but having the same thoughts, or being in harmony with Krefeld, with Brussels, or Lyon. And this is the truth. It must take place. That's what God promised. That's why he is speaking to the hearts. He brings us as it was in the beginning, at the day. Likewise, it was in the day of Pentecost. We know that is God. Is the same. Do you believe that? We believe that he is our salvation. That's why also when we ask something in his name, he granted to us, and we have this confidence in him, because we're walking in harmony with him. also in Deuteronomy 20. There are many other passages which we could read. May God grant us grace in this end time to realize Malachi 4, 5, 6. Or Matthew 24:45-47. Do we understand it properly? Because they are the teaching, they are teaching coming by the Spirit to bring us to union or unity. We should have the same spirit, yes. Same position, yes. Amen. That's what God desires. God cannot put us in the same place. So physically in the same place. We cannot all be in Krefeld. No. But in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12, all are baptized by one spirit in one body. That's where the power of God is. And today, in this meeting, in the same spirit, and He spoke to the hearts. Did God still speak to the hearts today? Do we understand that He speak to our hearts, not to our head? We have to live the same word of God. The blood of Jesus Christ washes us from all sins. We are walking toward the celestial Jerusalem. We're looking for that city where they have eternal foundation. And we are going in that direction. And while we walk, we can still maybe fall. But you and I, son and or daughter of God, even if they fall, they will be risen up, and they will continue their work till they reach the goal. We cannot be detached or detach our heart from the thoughts of God. It is true, my friends. There are many interpretations of the Word of God. But we do not want to interpret the Word of God. We want to live the Word. And we want to strive ourselves to live the Word of God. That's why there be many false prophets at the end. Many false prophets. Many shall come in my name. May God grant us grace and keep us. And may He give us possibility to defend ourselves in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Without putting ourselves in the forward, but to answer and defending ourselves with the Word of God. Like Jesus did when He was tempted by the devil, saying, "It is written," yeah. Also in the Eden Garden, He did the same thing, say. But He did not explain them how they supposed to die, or they had to die. Their heart was detached from God. That's then. Later on, it needed sacrifice and forgiveness from God to bring us back. I believe that God is still the same today. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whatsoever all the afflictions, Today, many are still confused between the when they speak about the mark of the beast, they believe that is a vaccine, but God tells them or asks them, when I shall come, where shall your faith be? They're putting the action of God out of the right time or the right place. From 1 Thessalonians, let me say simply this. It just came in my spirit now. Let us first read in 1 Thessalonians. It just came now into my spirit. It is an important word. May God grant us grace to realize it. Or 2 Thessalonians. Sorry, chapter 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by words, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Then if we go in verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way, until the bride is here, or until the Holy Spirit works in the midst of the church, the devil it is written that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. This will take place after the rapture. Why? Remember, those who are hard like me, like Brother Salvatore knows, when we did the vaccine of Vario, I still have like a small dot in my skin. I'm saying that just to, in order to tell you that the scripture must be accomplished in its time. But if I try to anticipate the time of God, that means I'm out of the will of God, out of the word of God. I don't know how to explain it. I'd like to have your attention. I'm out of my place because I'm trying to anticipate things or the coming of the Lord. That is a wrong teaching. Like God was already here, the Lord was already here. He's not yet come physically. No. that God has to grant us grace. That's why verse 10, or we can start from verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. I said in a precise way, and I believe in with all my heart, and I can't say with all my heart that is the truth. Do you remember of the year 77? At that time, they have interpreted the word of the preaching of Brother Branham, saying that in 77 the rapture would have taken place, and then year 77 has passed. How many things have they predicted, but they did not take place? No one knows the time and the hour, only God. And we, in expectation, we have to be ready. May God bless our heart. And may you also bless all those who will listen later on. Let this preaching be a great blessing. Because, as we say, if the heart enters not, we be just superficial, and we be tossed through and through. But God knows all the hearts one by one. He knows what we think and what we say, even before the word comes out of our mouth. He knows it already. That does say the scripture. He knows it. How did he do with Nathanael? He could see him under the tree, the fig tree, before he came. Who say this is indeed an Israelite without any fraud. That's why it is written, when Jesus told him, you see the attraction, what I was speaking about before. So Nathanael's heart was pure, was clean, as Brother Branham used to say. You can say something false, but the spirit is true, is right, is the truth, the spirit of truth. Or you can say good things, nice things, but having the wrong spirit. We believe that the Lord is with us and He walks with us in clarity, in illuminating every single path or step which we make. May God bless all of us, everyone, Janine, Stefan, and everyone, all the brethren in Belgium. I mention all of you. May God bless you all. Until we meet again. May God grant us grace. We pray. We bow our head and draw nigh to God. We know that He spoke already to our hearts, and this morning is in our midst. Thank you, Lord. You know that we love you, and we are before thee. We believe once more today that you spoke to each one of us. Your word is the truth, and you are in our midst, distributing food for our souls and for our lives, for us to grow. Through your Spirit, come, instruct us, give us of what belongs to you. Take, as you have said, my Father, we shall take of what is mine and give it to you. Continue to give us of yours every single day, because we want to live through your word. Grant us grace. Grant us grace, Lord, for the sign and the wonders which has to take place after we heard your word to take place. And for this rain, as we read, the former and the latter rain, which we all waiting for the manifestation of the children of God or Son of God to be seen, even by unbelievers, for them to see that you are our God and you have spoken to us and you gave us this testimony which we have accepted and believed everything that you have said. Bless our lives once more this morning. Solve all the problems, those who are yet unsolved. Bless each family, all hearts. Touch, and grant grace. Bless each one and each word which you said this morning. May you seal them. To you belong adoration, praises. Yes, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be given to you. Amen.